welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Friday, we shared the story of the beginning of Broadbent Foods and Gifts in Cadence, one of the first farm markets in Kentucky. Today, we continue our conversation with owner Katie Broadbent as she talks about retiring after 32 years.
I kept postponing letting them even announce that I was going to retire because I knew that it was going to hit me once that was, you know, once people started coming in the store and saying, enjoy your retirement. But I kept saying, no, let's wait a week. Let's wait a while. This all started last December, believe it or not.
Miss Katie will officially retire October 15th and turn the iconic business over to Molly Campbell, who is leasing the store from the new owners.
Mr. Bob Arnold, who is the president and CEO of Max Arnold and Sons, had asked me for the last 20 years if I ever sold the building and the property, if he could be first to talk to us about it, and I never even talked to anybody else.
She often reflects on the growth of the Broadbent Square area of Trigg County and the impact of her husband, Smith Broadbent III, the founder of Broadbent B&B Foods.
I don't know whether the community realizes or not that he has Parkinson's now and is not well at all, but will ride by the development here, and I'll say, Smith, look at this. Now, you have to realize how many people you have helped to have employment in our county because he works so hard to get this development.
We'll continue in a moment.
It's 5:17 a.m. While the rest of the Commonwealth sleeps, our farmers are hard at work to put food on the table of Kentuckians, the nation, and the world. Not for recognition or praise or even thanks, but for the opportunity to do it again tomorrow. On Kentucky Farm Bureau's 100th anniversary, we salute Kentucky farm families, and we renew our commitment to being the voice of Kentucky agriculture for the next 100 years. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
After she retires, Katie Broadbent says she'll miss being at Broadbent Foods and Gifts each day.
As long as the store was here, if I was in town, I was down here. Right. The only regret I have is that we felt like from the beginning it needed to be open on Sunday. From the beginning, I worked every single Sunday just because I knew my dad was turning over in his grave at the very idea of going to having this store open on Sunday. But I did not want my girls to have to work if I was not going to be here, too.
Among the things she'll miss the most, the people she has met over the years.
You would not believe how many people come through here who are off of I-24, coming from Chicago, St. Louis, going to Florida, or going to Nashville. I'm really going to miss getting to see people.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.